Morning. Good morning. I don't know about you, but I have a sense of anticipation this morning in this place. I believe God wants to do great things. I believe He can start here today. How is your walk going? You might remember that I told you about walking with God 2 weeks ago. Walking with God. We'll get fit, spiritually fit. I want to thank Robin and the leaders of the church for inviting me to come and preach. I'm amazed, absolutely amazed, that God uses fallible, sinful, weak people to deliver His word. But I'm glad He does. Aren't you, Robin? Yeah. 5,000 were fed by Jesus. 500 followed Him after the meal. 12 disciples went into the garden with Jesus. Only 3 followed Him into the depths of the garden. There was 1 follower at the cross. The nearer you get to the cross, so fewer will be your followers. Let's pray. Father, we are aware, Lord, of Your presence in this place. We are aware, Father, that You use weak people, Lord, to bring about Your work. We thank You, Lord, this morning for Your grace, Your love, Your mercy, Lord, that when we fail, You never fail. You are always gracious. You're always merciful. Longing to bless. Father, just bless, Lord, the thoughts this morning to Your people in the name of Jesus. Amen. I need to apologise before I start. The readings may not be as I set them out. That's my fault entirely, no one else's but my own. I lost them and I'm trying to remember what they were, so please bear with me. And also, I have what my optician has called galloping cataracts. So, yeah, so I went 6 months ago. She said, "You're fine," for about 18 months, 2 years. And I knew something was wrong, so I went back. And she said, "Oh, yeah, they've really come on." She said, "Galloping." So I've got an appointment in Birmingham to go and have my cataracts done in about 2 weeks' time. I'm all right to drive if somebody can guide me to my car. That's not true, okay? Genesis 27, verses 1 to 11. Anybody who thinks the Christian life is easy, anybody who thinks it's a stroll in the park, is not living the Christian life right. Because we are not promised an easy life. Okay, Genesis 27, 1 to 11. Now it came to pass, when Isaac was old and his eyes were so dim, he could not see. He called Esau, his oldest son, and said to him, "My son," and he answered, "Here I am." He said, "Behold, now I am old. I do not know the day of my death. Now therefore, please take your weapon, your quiver and your bow, and go out into the field and hunt game for me. And make savoury food such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die." Now Rebekah was listening when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt game and to bring it. So Rebekah spoke to Jacob, her son, saying, "Indeed, I heard your father say to Esau, your brother, saying, 'Bring me game and make savoury food for me, that I may bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death.' Now therefore, my son, obey my voice." Do you always obey the voice of our parents? "According to what I command you, go now to the flock and bring me from there 2 chosen kids of the goats, and I will make savoury food from them for your father, such as he loves. Then you shall take it to your father, that he may eat, and that he may bless you before his death." And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, "Look, Esau is my brother. He is an hairy man, and I am a smooth-skinned man." Down to verse 41. So Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, "The day of mourning for my father at hand. then I will kill my brother Jacob. And the words of Esau, her eldest son, was told to Rebekah. Now, how was she able to be told that when he said it in his heart? Not been able to work that one out yet. And she called Jacob, her youngest son, and said to him, surely your brother Esau comforts himself concerning you by intending to kill you. Now, therefore, obey my voice again. Arise, flee to my brother Laban in Aram, and stay with him a few days until your brother's fury turns away. Now, I'd like you to turn to Genesis 32, 24 to 30. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the break of day. Now, when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob was out of joint as he wrestled with him. He said, let me go, for the day breaks. But he said, I will not let you go until you bless me. And he said to him, what is your name? He said, Jacob. He said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have struggled with God and men and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked him, tell me, what is your name, I pray? He said, why is it that you ask about my name? And he blessed him there. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, seeing God. For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Should there be those here this morning who do not know, I am a twin. So I feel qualified to talk about twins. There is nothing sweet, there is nothing lovely about twins. Sibling rivalry, brother and sister, is nothing compared to the rivalry that there is of that of twins. Now, I would not like you to know, or even for you to tell me, which one of Esau or Jacob you think I am, because neither of them come out all that good with flying colours. Now, I don't know if it's because I'm a twin, but the life of Jacob has always fascinated me. He's a complex character. He's a man with faults. He's a man who would cheat his mother, given the chance. And yet God was going to bless him. And God was going to use him. Before they were born, they were fighting over who would be born first. Jacob grabbed hold of Esau's heel in an attempt to be born first. Parents never have favourites with your children. It can lead to all sorts of problems and difficulties. Esau was the eldest of the twins. And by right, he was due to inherit the bulk of his father's estate, usually about two-thirds. But Rebekah favoured Jacob. And this was to be the cause of much bitterness and anger throughout their lives. With the scheming of Rebekah, Jacob tricked his father Isaac and received the blessing that was due to Esau. And finding out, Esau swore to kill Jacob. See what I say about twins? Praise the Lord if you haven't got any. Bless him. And if you have, bless him anyhow. So Jacob, in fear, ran away and left behind a mess of his own doing. Now, sometimes we find ourselves in a situation, in a mess of our stupidity, and we are tempted to run away. We want to run, we prepare to run, we even start to run, when really the best thing to do is to stay where we are and to sort out the problem. Because you will find, when you run, wherever you run to, you will find your problems and your difficulties waiting for you. And Jacob flees, and he goes to Laban and becomes a fugitive, living in fear and looking over his shoulder all his life. And he goes into a life of hardship and of being cheated by his uncle. So the cheater learns from a master. Wrong wife, conditions changed, and he realises the way he has cheated others is now returning to him. On his journey, he comes to a place to rest and falls asleep and dreams. And in his dream, he sees a ladder coming down from heaven with angels descending and ascending and with the Lord at the top. And he wakes and says, surely the Lord was in this place and I never knew it. He calls the place Bethel, which means house of God. Before it was called Luz, which means hardship. And can you see the difference where something is hard, but when the presence of God is there, it becomes a place of blessing and of joy and of liberty. This is the house of God. And we can be here and yet not know that God is here. To be here and yet not be in the presence of God. And never be aware that he's here to touch us and to speak to us. How sad. Without the presence of God, this is just a building. We are the church. You and I are the church. But this is God's house. It's true that God can meet us anywhere. But this place has been set aside, sanctified and dedicated to be a particular place where God meets with us. If Ichabod was ever written across the doors of this place, we might as well close the doors and go home and walk away. For it would mean the glory of the Lord has departed. For it is God's presence that makes this place holy, and where God's ladder comes down from heaven to the earth to bless us, to touch us, to empower us, and to bring us all those things that we need by faith. How sad to go away, not having met with God. Now, because of time, I will move on and leave out much of Jacob's life. But for years and years, it was a life of toil, hardship, and being cheated and of misery. And one day, God comes to Jacob and tells him, go back, return to the land of your father. Now, I'm one who never believed in going back unless directed by God. So Jacob prepares his wife, his 11 sons, his servants, and all that he owns, and starts home. Over 20 years he has been away. Now it's time to return home. It is never too late to return home to God. However far you've gone, however far you've wandered, it is never too late to return home. And Jacob is informed that his brother Esau is coming to him with 400 men. Jacob divides all he has into groups and sends Esau a peace offering. He should have thought about that before. And Jacob is left alone, and a man comes to wrestle with him till the morning break. The man pleads with Jacob to let him go. He cannot prevail against Jacob. But Jacob says, I will not let you go until you bless me. And I believe we need to get to that place where we are so desperate with God that we say, Lord, I will not let you go until you have blessed me or met me in the need that I have. And then I will be able to carry on and move on in my life. I will not let you go until you bless me. So Jacob was aware in all his life that there was something that was missing, and that something was God. Then the man, who is none other than God himself, gives him a new name. What is your name? Jacob, which means cheater or supplanter. You will no longer be called Jacob, you will be called Israel. And out of this night of struggle, Out of this night of wrestling, Jacob is set free from his past life and he becomes a man or the king or the founder of a new nation. A new nation is born, Israel. Jacob realizes he has wrestled with God and calls the place Peniel, because I saw God face to face and lived. Jacob wrestled and struggled with God all night. It was wrestling with God that gave Jacob the blessing. Jacob wasn't new to struggling. He seemed to be at odds with the world, someone who'd struggled and wrestled with problems nearly all of his life. We all struggle in our lives in certain areas. It might be relationships, it may be money, it may be the physical realm, it may be families. We all wrestle and struggle with things in our lives. I said earlier, the Christian life is not an easy one. I hate these Christians who, whenever you say to them, "Oh, I'm on top of the world, the Lord." Don't mind that occasion, but when you say it every time, you think, "Well, hang on, I'm doing something wrong then." Because I have times of struggle, I have times of resting with God. And I'm sure most of you do. And that really is the way it should be. So how long was this night that Jacob wrestled? Was it 8 hours? Was it 10 hours? You see, the night is not necessarily in terms of hours. The night might be days. It can be a night, time, experience in our Christian walk. In your Christian walk, the midnight comes and seems as though it will never end. But the dawn will break and the sun will rise and the night will be gone. There is a time, and I believe this with all of my heart. You may disagree. I don't mind if you don't mind being wrong. There is a time when God only releases the blessing, only releases deliverance, only releases the answer after a period of resting with him through a nighttime experience. Weeks, days, months, even years of resting with God. But release it, he will. 3 things Jacob had to do, and it's the same for us. Jacob was left alone, and God came to him. We need to be in a place where we are alone with God. When all is gone, nothing to distract, nothing to take away our attention. Get rid of all those things. Get alone with God. Spend the night hours on your knees. Number one. Number two, get real with God. Jacob, by resting, showed how he was determined to get what God had for him. "I will not let you go until you bless me." It shows God you mean business. It shows that you are desperate. When you wrestle with God, you change. You're showing determination to receive the blessing. God honours that kind of faith, that kind of patience and determination. Jacob's challenge was not so much a physical one as much a spiritual. He had to have a new spiritual experience, a new spiritual upheaval. In our Christian lives, there comes times when we're just going through the motions day by day, and there needs to be a time when we get to that place where we will wrestle with God and we take away all the dross that we've collected along the way and say, "God, I am desperate. Please, Lord, bless me. Meet my need, whatever it may be." And God will bless it. So Jacob's problem was not so much physical, but spiritual. Number three, get aligned with God, with his plans. Get aligned with his desires. "Lord, your will be done." We don't have to settle for the normal. Get aligned with God's plan for your life, for what he has for your future. Forget what has happened in the past. Jacob had to forget what had happened in the past and realize that God was going to do something new with him, give him a new experience, make of him a nation, the nation of Israel. And we, if we are to move forward with God in blessing, we have to forget the failures of the past unless it's to learn by them and to realize we need to go forward in the power and the might of God and the blessing that he has promised to give us. There may be days of darkness. There will be days of struggle. There will be days of wrestle. There will be days when we're brought to our knees and almost broken hearted. But if we endure through the night, God will bless. We don't settle for second best if we want God's blessing. We wrestle looking for answers, looking for blessing for loved ones. Maybe a crisis in our lives. And in grace, God allows us to wrestle with him. After our season of wrestling, I know I've been there more than once, we come away refreshed, renewed, with answers, with blessing and God's power. Jacob was dreading the night. His brother was coming. And I can't help feeling this morning there were those in this place who are dreading the night. Not so much the physical night, but dreading the terrors that come at night. Are you in night experience in your walk? Esau was coming. Jacob feared his arrival. But the day, the night ended with God's blessing, a renewed faith, a forgiven past, a new name, and the father of a nation. What more could Jacob want? You notice God didn't speak to him in a dream as before, but God comes to him and addresses his fears by wrestling. Isn't it strange the way God sometimes works? He addresses Jacob's fears by wrestling with him. Does God want to bless? Of course he does. He doesn't wrestle with us because he's reluctant to bless, but because He's more blessing in the resting in the night than without. How much God is blessing us when we get to that place where we are desperate, where we don't know what to do. When all it seems as though all our answers and all the things we've done ourselves have brought no answers. But when we wrestle with God, get real with God, God will bless. The blessing God had for Jacob, we're manifold. There is no easy ride to the blessing of God. It is about prayer. It's about fasting. It's about getting alone with God, however long it takes. There is no easy ride to the deep, life-defining, life-changing, vision-transforming blessing. It comes after times of resting. It comes after the experience of the night, enduring the tears, enduring the heartache, enduring the pain, the soul searching. It's there in fear that God comes. Notice something. It was God who suggested that they wrestle. So what do you want from God? Right now, what needs, what answers do you want? There is no easy answer. How desperate, how determined are you? Remember Jacob and the multitude blessings he received. More than he would ever have got by cheating and twisting everybody. God blessed him mightily. Principles of power and blessing are these: prayer, fasting, through the night watches. So what do you want? What answers do you need this morning? Be prepared to wrestle in prayer. There's no easy fix. It's the only way to receive all that God has for us. I want the best that God has for me. He will always respond to that kind of faith. Israel, Jacob was crippled by his resting, But oh, the greatness of blessing. Became a nation. Made up more than what he had gone through for the night. I will not let you go until you bless me. Oh, Lord, I am desperate. Father God, please bless me. Bless me, Lord, meet my need. Meet my answers, Father, please. And God will answer that. I will not let you go until you bless me. Are you ready to receive what you need? God bless you.